From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trucking companies that haul crops from fields and orchards to processing facilities, ports, and retailers have been especially busy in recent weeks. After 3 years of drought that gave way to heavy rains, tomatoes, almonds, pistachios, and wine grapes are expected to outpace last year's production, according to USDA estimates. Tulare County farmer Tom Barcelo says his fleet of trucks has been stretched thin by the San Joaquin Valley's record-setting pistachio harvest. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers are pleased that U.S. wheat growers can now increase global food assistance and expand export markets under new USDA funding programs announced last week. The groups thanked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for releasing the new funds that will directly benefit U.S. wheat farmers and their overseas customers. Congress will have to extend the life of the 2018 Farm Bill into 2024 so it can finish work on its successor. That is according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who tells Agriculture.com most people acknowledge there will be an extension, although the duration is unclear. Vilsack says chances of passing the Farm Bill this year were declining in part due to the prolonged fighting over who to elect as Speaker. That fight, thankfully, ended last week with the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.